Part 2, Evaluating Student Progress.
When you go through a book for the first time, it takes you a long time to write that first test. Plus, I'm trying to get it on the computer, get all these diagrams in. I was getting frustrated. It took me about 4 hours to write the first test, send this test to her, and doesn't come back for a while. And I called down. I said, you know, I need that test tomorrow. Could it get here, like, soon? And so she brought it up, and she didn't say anything. And we had the agreement, John always, he would get extra time on his test. So he would start it in my class. Then we made arrangements for later in the day. During my plan period, he actually had a free time to work. So she actually would meet with him during that time, and if he had time, he would do his test then. If he had questions, he could come up and see me, or I would go down there. So many times it was difficult because I was with him like 2 hours a day minimum, sometimes a lot more than that because I would see him before school also. And it got to the point where the brailing part was the tests were becoming a burden on her just to get them brailed. If it's a four-page geometry test, I mean, it would be pages for her to braille, all these diagrams. And she finally came to me one day and just said, this is way too much. This can't go on this way. And John was not being real successful either. I mean, he was passing, but not where he was in his other classes. And he was an AB student, and he was getting a CD. And that was very difficult for them to deal with. And I tried to explain that geometry is a very visual course, and it's very difficult to explain to somebody, even they can see sometimes what they're looking at, let alone with him. So I would sit down with him when he was supposed to be taking the test and start evaluating what was happening and so on. So it was a lot of time on your part that you're not expecting to have to give up. So analysis was is that he, it was basically the diagrams that he was struggling with. And so when she finally came to me at the last test, it took him almost 4 hours to take the test, took her at least 5 hours to braille the test, took me about 3 to 4 hours to write the test, to give it to her in presentable form. And we just said that wasn't going to work. So we decided we would make some adjustments. So we all sat down, talked about it. And my relationship with her was beginning to get better. I mean, it was at the beginning is like she, you know, she comes up, she throws the stuff on my desk and she leaves. She's not talking to me, whatever. She's not here most of the day. And then she demands this at a certain time. It's like, I got to drop everything to go do this, and I can't always go drop it and do this. So it was an understanding on her part what goes on with my rest of my day. I have 5 classes. I have a duty. I have 30-something kids in every class, and if he's supposed to be a regular student, I needed to give them just as much time as I was giving him. So we came to the conclusion we would put him in an ultra grade. Everybody agreed with that. But with that alter grade, we needed to make some adjustments as to what would help him be the best for him. So after sitting down and analyzing it, most of it is because he cannot read the diagram. I mean, he can see what it is, but he was missing a lot of things. So what we decided to do is I would alter the tests slightly from the other students, maybe decrease it a couple questions, not necessarily, try to keep most of the questions the same, but explain what the diagram is. And that helped a lot for him, so he didn't have to try to figure it out. Now, the problem with it is a lot of times in geometry, you want the student to figure out what's in the diagram. So there was a problem there. And that's probably why we went to an alter grade a little bit. We also found out it was better for the student to have a multiple choice question instead of just a question that's open-ended and he had to figure all this out. At least he could narrow his choices down, or maybe the diagram wasn't explained as much, but he could figure out from his choices what we were looking for or what the intent was supposed to be. So at the end, I mean, he got a C and everything kind of was okay. And we altered his final and everything else. So he did get an altered grade, but he basically knew the basics of geometry.